Psachim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalad. The first part of this Mishnah is halachas that we've met up with. HaPesach Shebo Betumo, we have a concept that Pesach, if Roiv of the Tzibur is Tomei, so then the Pesach is a Bo Betumo. If the Pesach is Bo Betaros, anybody who is Tomei Lameis brings Pesach Sheni. If the Pesach that year was Roiv of the Tzibur was Tomei, so it's a Pesach HaBo Betumo. The halacha is lamaisa, which we've mentioned, that the only tumah which is bechlal this cheshmer of tahirim tmeim of tchia, where tumah is nidcha kamei korban pesach, is only tumah of tumas meis. Mashenkin tumah hayoytzim megufoy, which is a tumah yoyser chamuro, lo yoychlu mimenu zoven v'zovois nidos v'yoldos. These four tumas, zoven zovois, we've discussed before. Nidois, Yoldois is also Tumah Yoytzim Meguf, the Psukim bring in Pasha Shmini, that she's Tmeya, either for a Zohar, she's Tmeya a total of 7 plus 33 days, and for a Nekeva, 14 days plus another 66, all that is Tumah Yoytzim Meguf. That does not have a din to be Bechlal the Tchia of bringing a Korban Pesach B'Tumah. However, since the Korban Pesach is a Bo Betumo, be'etzem, the Korban Pesach is not in a state of Tahara. Therefore, if he would eat Vim Ochlu, any one of these four people, Pturim Mikoris. Why? Because the din of Koris, of a Tomei eating Bosa Tahara, the Gemara Darshans is only on Bosa that's Nechal B'Tahara. Kol Tohar Yoichal Bosa, the Pasuk says. So a Tohar, there's a state of Tahara, and if he eats from Bosa Tohar of a Korban that's supposed to be B'Tahara and he eats in a state of Tmeya, he's as Mikdash Hashem Timei, that's the chorus. But over here it's not as Mikdash Hashem Timei. The Korban is being eaten in a state of Tumah. Gerade his Tumah is not, he can't be Mishtatev in the Korban Pesach, but it's not a Korban Pesach B'Tahara. Therefore it doesn't carry the punishment of chorus. Now, the Tanakama seems to patter only on the Achila from the Bosa. The Bosa is not Bosa with Tahara. But what about if him going into the Beis HaMikdash? Again, the Korban could be brought Bituma. The Tmeim Lameis could go in because that Tumah is Nidcha. But Tumas Hayotzi Migufa, Zov Zov Nidus Yoldois, does not have that, then they can't go in. Not only that, but the Beis HaMikdash, the Azorah, is a Mokum of Tahara. The Drosha that we just said, Lagabi Kolto Yoichal Bosar, we don't have Lagabi the Azorah, so Lagabi the Azorah, the state remains. Whoever is Nidcha, whoever is state of Tumah, is Nidcha Kamei the need to bring Korban Pesach, that's who could go in. Whoever not, L'chur is Chayiv Chorus. Rebbe Elazar Poit to Afal B'yes Mikdash. Soif Kol Soif, this Tmeim going into the Beis HaMikdash. And Lamaisa, he's also in a state of Tumah. So his Tumah, he's now let it go, but Lamaisa is Potter. The Gemara brings the Pasuk also, the whole idea of B.S. Migdosh, is also as Migdash Hashem Timei, but there's another parasha also. There's a parasha in Parshas Baloischa called Shiluach Machnois. V'yisholchu min ha-machna kol tzu v'chol zol v'chol tomei l'nefesh. The Torah divides up those that have to be sent out into three Machnois. Those that have to be sent out from the Machne Kuhuna, which is the Azara, that's called Tomei LaNefesh. A Tomei LaNefesh is not let it go in, but Tomei LaNefesh, since it's a Tumah Kalo, because it's not Tumah Hayetz Migufa, it's interesting, because Tumas Meis, Be'etzim has a higher Darga. Meis is more Tomei than Azov. He's Metami, he's Navi Avoisa Tumah. But the Tumah is Yoyse Kalo, and that's not in the person. Sheretz, by the way, also. A Tomei L'Sheretz or a Tomei L'Nefesh only has to go out of the Azorah, but he's allowed to be on the Harabayis. Masha'enkin, when we talk about Kol Zov, we quoted the Pasuk, V'Yishalchu Min HaMachna Kol Tzuv, V'Kol Zov, V'Kol Tomei L'Nefesh. Tomei L'Nefesh is anybody who comes into contact with Tumah, Tumas Meis or Tumas Sheretz. Zov is anybody who has a Tumah Yoytzi Migufoy. The Tumah Yoytzi Chamura L'Gabi this din is Tzorua. So Mitzoyra has to be sent out from Yerushalayim Bechlal. Has to be sent out from Machne Yisrael. Any place that's defined as Machne Yisrael, Hazorah, Harabayis, all of Yerushalayim, he has to be sent out from. So Mimelo, Bizman, Shetmei Mesim Mishtalchin, Zovin Mitzarom Mishtalchin. But when the Tmei Mesim are welcomed into the Azara, because it's we're talking about a Kav Pesach that's Muva B'tuma. So then there is no din of Shiluach Machnas on Zovin and Mitzarayim from their respective Machnas, and therefore Blazer holds you potter on the chorus of B'es Mikdash as well. Mishnehei, Ma Ben Pesach Mitzrayim Le Pesach Doiros. Pesach Mitzrayim Mekcho Sheba Oso. Before we had, what's the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? In the Etzem Havo, there's really no difference. But here the Mishnah is telling us the halacha, which is not Nege halacha l'maisa. It's not interesting, the fact that there were certain parts of the tzur of the original Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, which were not replicated yearly by the regular Korban Pesach. Even though we pointed out that the Chiddush of the Meshech Chochmah, of the Osameach, that the Pesach, even year to year, is a Korban Geiris, the same way the original Korban Pesach was also. But still there are chilukim. What are the chilukim? Pesach Mitzrayim Mekchoi Ba'osor. It had to be taken. V'yukhu lohem. Ish. Celebrates, obviously. That Pasuk was Be'osor L'chodesh Hazeh. Shabbos HaGadol. The famous Nes of Shabbos HaGadol. Mitzvah saw them taking, preparing their Avodah Zarah L'shchita for a Korban, and they weren't able to do anything. That's the first part of Pesach. That was the halacha in Mitzrayim. There was no such halacha every single year. Grada, a regular korban, does need bikur dalad yomim, but that's not ma'akiv, and it's not la mitzvah. And if you have a say, anyways, there was that there's a bikur for any as a korban, it doesn't have to be miyuchid as the korban Pesach. The symbolic tying it to the bed that was done in Mitzrayim, which was mekadish. Klal Yisrael, that by the time they left Mitzrayim, they were on a darga of Kedusha. That you don't have by every year Pesach. V'ton hazo ba'agudas ezoi v'alamashkim al shtem zuzos. The Pasuk in Pesach Mitzrayim describes that they made hazo ba'agudas ezoi. Agudas ezoi is a reed that's normally used, because there's a kosov to be mazah the paraduma, the eifer paraduma, to be mitayr somebody. But Agudas Ezev, there's another word, let's say by Mitzorah, in the beginning of Parashat Mitzorah, part of the Seder Taharas Mitzorah is also Hazor from the Mayim Chaim El Keli, that was the Korban that was brought outside the Machna before he became Torah, he went to bring his Korbanos inside the Machna. We have another Hazor by Agudas Ezev, and that is what was done in Pesach Mitzrayim. Ala Mashkev Al Shtem Zuzos, we always say in Drush, that the first mizbeach that Klal Yisrael put dam of a carbon on was the doorpost of a Yiddish house. A Yiddish shtup is a mizbeach, but that din lamaisa was only in Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Lederus, of course, the dam was nizrak al mizbeach, nishpach actually. So the amashkim shtem zuzah, that halacha was then the nechal b'chipozim b'laylo echod. We're talking here about the chipozim. That makelchem biyedchem, etc. That's in a state of readiness to go out. That, of course, was only a Pesach Mitzrayim. Well, Pesach Doros no kol shiva. This line is a little bit mysterious because we're talking here about Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is no kol shiva. But that's not true. Korban Pesach is nechel only the night of the 15th of Nisan, the night of Leil Seder. What he means over here, the Mepharshim explained, Pesach Doros Noi Kol Shiva, is that the Yom Tiv of Pesach, the Chag HaMatzis, Shivas Yom Teichlu Matzis, Shivas Yom Lo Yorosu L'Sor B'Vadeichem. That halacha, Shivas Yomim, when they went out of Mitzrayim, that halacha wasn't Noik. It was only on that day. They went out of Mitzrayim Chometz free. But there was no Yom Tiv of Pesach that continued for 7 days. We'll point out, it makes sense also, Chumash-wise, that the Yom Tiv of Pesach stretches from the first day, the days of Chol HaMoed, and then there's the Kedusha of Shvi'i Shal Pesach. But the Makor of Kedusha's Shvi'i Shal Pesach L'chayra is in Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf didn't exist until it happened. So when they went out of Mitzrayim, on the second day they were already out of Mitzrayim. It wasn't Yitzis Mitzrayim, they were already B'nei Chayru. The fact that they were before Kriyas Yamsuf, but they didn't have the Kriyas Yamsuf, about there wasn't Shivas Yom. The Shivas Yom was only after that.